was such a simple mistake. You barely even remember how it happened. You left your village early in the morning, departing with your bow in hand, ready to hunt. Your quarry led you far into the forest, up towards the rocky slopes of the mountains. You climbed higher, hand after hand, to reach a suitable elevation point. Finally, with your prey below you, you had a clear line of sight. You knock an arrow, and loose. One hit to the side of the head, a clean kill. The deer slumps over, dead without suffering. You nod, satisfied. And in your moment of triumph, as you begin descending to claim your prize, you must have been careless. Your boot found a loose patch of gravel, and it gave way. You slipped. Your knee hit the rock. You reached out to try and grab something sturdy to hold on to. Your hand found a patch of dirt, but it crumpled under the force of your grip, and you fell. You fell, rolled, and tumbled. Pain. The sounds of falling rock and earth. That's all you remember. Then you were here, lying on your back, and unable to move. Everything hurts, but your legs most of all. You don't think you can move them. You try and move, but it hurts so bad that you stop right away. You call for help, and nobody comes. The midday sun beats upon your face, laughing as it slips towards the horizon. Shadows grow longer, and the air grows colder. You yell for help again and again, until your voice grows hoarse, but nobody can hear you. You lose track of time as despair sets in. Is this going to be your end? Broken and stranded in the wilderness? Your family knows where you went hunting, but will they find you before a wild animal does? A shadow darts over the light of the rising moon. You glance up, but see nothing. Are you beginning to hallucinate? A soft thud betrays the silent landing of the elusive shadow. You hear the movement of air and the fall of sliding gravel as you turn your head and see a woman. Her sizable wings furl up behind her body as you gape at her. The woman is clad in a tight-fitting black suit, made of a less-than-solid substance, like some sort of tar. It offers her little modesty, clinging tightly to her feminine curves. You swallow nervously. A long tail swishes behind her, and two horns crest the top of her head. The only thing not covered in the ooze is her face. Her skin is pale like moonlight, her hair black like the darkest night. Her eyes meet yours, and she looks at you impassionately as you struggle to comprehend her presence. She is undoubtedly a monster. You know that much. Your village has always rejected the dogmatic xenophobia of the larger cities and has been friendly towards monster kind. But you have no idea what species she could be. You've heard tales of white-winged angels descending from the heavens to save dying warriors, stories of graceful mermaid priestesses resurrecting those who have drowned. But she is utterly alien, her emotionless countenance making her seem more like a demon here to reap your soul. Her gaze falls over your leg for the first time, and she steps closer, kneeling down next to you. Finally, she speaks. Both of your legs are broken. I knew something ill had happened. I felt it in my dream. I saw you falling. It looks like it hurts, but I can soothe the pain. She leans closer to you, extending a tar-covered hand over your broken leg. She means to rub that dark substance into you, but she stops as she sees your eyes go wide. "Will you let me?" she asks. "It will help." You hesitate, but nod. If she wanted to do something malicious to you, it isn't like she would need to ask for permission. She begins to rub her dark substance over your broken body, and you feel the effect almost immediately. Her substance is cool, cooler than the night air, and seems to spread over you with a will of its own, almost leaping from her body to yours. The pain seeps away, replaced by a pleasant tingling sensation. It's almost alarming how nice her substance feels on your body. You can understand why she might wish to wear it as clothing. Does this feel better? Good. I'm glad. Now that the pain isn't so distracting, I'd like to take a closer look at you. No, don't try to move. Do you recall if you landed on your back? I see. Let me remove your boots. Will you try wiggling your toes for me? Are you going to start? Oh. I'm not sure how to tell you this. I think you might have been paralyzed by the fall, because I didn't see any movement. Now, don't panic, because that's not necessarily the case. I'm not a healer, so my diagnosis shouldn't be taken as utter fact. That said, I'm not sure it's safe to move you. I remember learning that people with potentially serious back injuries should be moved as little as possible. I could fly back to the village and find Dr. Hammond, but it could take hours for me to get him out here. How do I know him? Well, of course I know him. He's my neighbor. Oh, right. I suppose this is as good a time as any. Look closely at my face. Do you recognize me? No? Perhaps if I hold my hair up like this, in the ponytail style you're more familiar with? Ah, now you see. Yes, I am Julie, the botanist's apprentice. Julie is not my full name, but it is an acceptably human abbreviation. And to state the obvious, yes, I am a monster. I'm sorry for keeping that from you and everyone else. My species? I do not fault you for not knowing. My kind is both rare and elusive. Our true names are not spoken with words, but in the language of one of your chroniclers, we are Nightgaunts, a succubus, and more than that, primordial, void, and the essence of lust given flesh. Thoughts of the stars, infinity, inevitability, and the dark emptiness in between. These things fill others with dread. Many humans, even other monsters, fear us. It is why we tend to hide. Do I scare you? Thank you. That means a great deal to me. My kind tend to have difficulty expressing themselves to those outside our own kin. But we have known each other for some 2 years now, have we not? Indeed. I remember our first meeting, too. It was very kind of you to take your time to show me around the village like that. I was so uncertain back then of myself, of humanity. I've learned so much since then. But back to the more pressing matter, your injury. I believe it is unsafe to move you. You could be quite badly wounded, even paralyzed. What would you like me to do? I could fly home and convince people to form a rescue party, to come out here with a stretcher to carry you home. But, well, there's something else I could do. It would heal you, completely and utterly. There would be no pain, no crippling injury, and your body would never be able to suffer such a malady again. Yes, there is a catch. You are quick to catch on. I always liked that about you. The catch is that we would, that is, you and I would have to, mate. I am not opposed to the idea. I have found you attractive ever since I met you. You are compassionate and open-minded, and I've always known you to trust the other inhabitants of the village with respect, regardless of their species. I believe any woman would be fortunate to have you as her mate. You feel similarly? Truly? That is most pleasing. I wish I would have revealed my feelings sooner, but I was so nervous. Afraid that you would reject me? It feels foolish now, having lived among humans for years, growing to better understand them. But you must understand, this is a commitment, a significant one. Are you familiar with how coupling with a monster changes her husband? Yes, something like that. Elemental monsters grant their partners resistance to their respective elements, like fire or electricity. Aquatic monsters can receive a blessing that grants their lovers the ability to breathe underwater. My kind transforms their mates, too. But for most monsters, the changes to a man are gradual, sometimes taking many years. For us, it always happens on the first mating, and the change is more dramatic. You see, I have the ability to change between a human form and a monster form. Neither is my true form. Both are accurate. If we coupled, you would become a shapeshifter. Similar to me, but your ability would put mine to shame. You could do whatever you wish, and you would still be you. Your memories, your hopes, your regrets, everything that makes you, you. It's all still there, just in a different shape. You would gain the ability to alter yourself, but you would not change. Your personality would be the same. Your sexual drive would increase significantly, but it would not control you. You may find yourself more inclined to stargazing as well. Matters of astronomy and the nature of the universe will become instinctual. Also, well, this is something I can only do once. My kind can only take one mate, ever. So, It's rather important that I choose my partner well. Am I willing to make that type of commitment on you? Well, yes. My instincts are sharply honed for this sort of thing. My kind would not exist if we weren't exceptionally skilled at finding a suitable mate. And I always trust my instincts. So, now you know. If this is to happen, it can only be with your consent. It would be very bad if it were to be otherwise. If it is too much to ask, I understand. But you accept? Truly? That makes my heart flutter with joy, but are you absolutely certain about this? This is not something that can be undone. No, I believe you, but show me. Really show me and prove it. Kiss me. Okay, then. That passion was genuine. I believe you. Let's do this. I'm dissolving your clothes. You won't be needing those anymore. Before we can truly begin, I must coat you, cover you with my substance completely. It may feel strange at first, but don't fight it. Tell me if I need to slow down, though. I'll straddle your hips here and start to rub it into you. You're feeling it already, aren't you? Let that cool comfort spread. Let it take away the ache. Let me massage away your pain. Dreamed about this moment, you know. I wondered what you would look like naked, imagining your face as I changed you, picturing your eyes as you took me. I've pleasured myself to the thought of you more nights than I can count. Dreams are special to my kind, you know. We can sense them, share them. It's how I knew you were in danger. And you've also had those kind of dreams about me, haven't you? Sensual, passionate. I thought so. I'm glad to be the woman in your dreams. But I have to say that this is surpassing my imagination. Your body, it's wonderful. Soft, yet tense and firm. Sturdy and so warm. Let me knead my substance into your muscles. These powerful legs and thighs. They should not be marred by injury. Let me kiss your wound and make it all better. I like it when you moan. It's such a musical sound. Just feel it covering you. My substance. My slime. Oh, good. Let the sensations sink deeper into you. I'm not controlling it. It was made for this. It was made to join with you. Only you. I feel your manhood pressing against me. May I stroke it? This feels so right. To have you in my hand. To be the one giving you pleasure. To be the source of your arousal. Let us make our dreams reality. Give me your lust. Look into my eyes, please. Look at me as I spread over you. As I feel your cock grow harder as I stroke you. This is sapping my patience. You won't understand yet, but I can feel your lust for me. It stirs me in ways I had not thought possible. I want. I need to feel you. To receive pleasure from you. I want to be closer to you. I want to sit on your face. Will you lick me? Yes. Please. Just started, and already your tongue is so much better than my fingers. By the elder things. This feels incredible. Oh, let me respond to your ministrations. Allow my tail to coil around your throbbing manhood. Let me rub my ooze into your most sensitive flesh. Let me please your cock as you please me. I I do not think I will last much longer. Oh, yes. Oh, it's so good. So good. Was the first orgasm I've ever been given by another. I'm so happy. Happy that it was you. I have no doubts. We were meant to be together. Look at your lower half, lover. Black. Oozing, painless. You're beautiful, but still a work in progress. Let me change direction. You have tasted me, and now I wish to taste you. Keep licking me, lover. Moan into my pussy. As I finally get to see my appetite for your cock. Oh, and I thought it felt good before. So warm, so hard. I feel you. Every twitch, every pulse of your heartbeat. And the taste, it is so rich. It is such satisfaction. Oh. I must experience it more. Let me lick you from the base all the way to your tip. Let my tongue coil around you as my substance creeps over your shoulders. Ha ha. Let me caress your cock with my mouth. You deserve it. Oh, I can taste your pleasure. Your need. Oh, it's growing. Building. Oh, boiling inside of you. I want you to give it to me. I need you to come into my mouth. Oh, please, darling. Oh, give it to me. Oh, give me your pleasure. I won't be complete until I've tasted your cum. I feel your balls tightening. Give it to me. Oh, please, darling. Give me your cum. You have given me a satisfaction beyond my wildest dreams. Your release, it sustains me. It was a delicacy I've never had, and one that I know I can never go without again. Your essence, your soul, you are a part of me now, just as I am becoming part of you. Lie back, darling. Only your head remains to be covered. All will grow dark for a time, and you will feel as if you are asleep, dreaming. Rest your head in my lap and drift off. Let me soothe you, stroking your face as you close your eyes. I will not leave your side. I promise. The stars are watching. Considering they led me to you, it is only fair that they act as audience. Come, darling. Time to wake up. Welcome back. I told you I would stay by your side, did I not? Though I did move us to a more comfortable position at the mouth of a cave a small distance away. I figured grass and soil would be more comfortable than gravel and granite. You were only asleep for an hour or so. So, how do you feel? You are a monster now, like me. But it's like I said, you're still you. Just as human as you want to be. Can you see me more clearly now? Good. Your senses are sharper now, as it should be. It would not do for a creature of void to fumble in darkness. But, perhaps more to the point, yes, I am naked. I can no longer produce my own substance. I gave that power to you, permanently. No, I have no regret. It was an inevitable change. All of my kind go through it when they claim a mate. But I admit, I've never felt such vulnerability. The night air, it is cold. I've never felt a chill in this way. Perhaps you'd help me with that. Step closer to me, darling. Gaze upon my naked form, no longer hidden from your eyes. My skin pale like moonlight. I yearn for your touch. Please. Yes. Look at yourself, darling. Your hand, it shifts and melts, covering me. Do you understand now how my substance was meant for you? It has remade you. You have become it. And now that I cannot clothe myself, I must depend on you. Please, darling. I am incomplete without you. Spread yourself over me. Coat me. Join with me. as you join us in body, I will join us in mind. Feel my presence in your head, intertwining our senses. My thoughts are yours, your desires mine. You do not need to ask me for permission, darling. No need to ask the other what we crave. We can simply know. And your ooze is spreading over me so deliciously. I feel so warm, so safe in your embrace. Take control of my body as you desire. These are no longer my wings, but your arms. So use them, please. Yes, I feel you all over me. Unseen hands groping at my breasts. Teasing my nipples. Pinching them so hard, it almost hurts. But you know that I like that. I feel your tendrils wrapping around my waist, my hands, my tail. Anchoring me to you. Oh, I feel you rubbing your cock between my thighs. Oh, I need it. I need you inside me. Please love her. If you must use me, do it as you take me. I can't bear to wait any longer. Take whatever form you desire. Monster, human, something in between. I will accept you always. Oh, must have fucked me already. Press your lips against mine as you thrust inside and claim me as your own. Finally. Oh, I am complete. as we were always meant to. Don't hold back. Spare me not a second of this. Exquisite torture. I can feel you licking, touching, teasing everywhere. This is beyond my wildest dreams. The reality of you, the reality of us together. I have a certain ideal in their heart. The ideal way to seduce a man, to ride and smile atop him, letting him submit. Other creatures would call what we're doing madness, insanity, melding together into one mind, one body. Oh. Simply cannot comprehend the perfection of it all. Our union is the utmost licentious. Just look how easily it comes to you, darling. You effortlessly command every part of yourself. Simultaneously, I feel a lover's gentle hand caressing my cheek. Monstrous tendril wrapping around my horns, yanking my head back to look back at you. My back arches, and I tilt my head back, making myself more vulnerable to you as you gently squeeze my throat. I feel your hard cock thrusting into me, marking its territory. Just the right size to fill me so perfectly. And I feel your pleasure. The delight in your eyes as my cunt grips your cock so tightly. Your twisting grin as my ass jiggles with the impact of your every thrust as you make me cry out your name in ecstasy. Oh, be rough. Be gentle. Be both. Love me. Conquer me. Indulge us in the frenzy of lovemaking of the chaos. I know you're there too. Take us. Take us over the precipice. Make us both come together. Imagining. Thank you. Thank you for finally granting this to both of us. I love you. I'd ask how it was for you, but I know exactly how good you felt. And no, I'm not satisfied yet either. I didn't wait this long to claim you as my mate, just to be satisfied with one round. Hey, promise me. Make love with me until the sun rises. We can worry about what comes next later. Flying home, figuring out a time and a way to explain all this to everyone. Wouldn't be the first time a human and a monster snuck out of the village at night, coming back disheveled the next morning. Although, I suppose none of them were infused with the primordial essence of the cosmos. Ready for round two? Good. I like that eagerness. Let me set the pace this time. Indulge in my succubus side a little. I want to look into those gorgeous eyes as I ride you. Oh. Oh, let me mount you. Mount my mate. I love you, darling. Now and forever. You and no other will be the one closest to my heart. Until the last star in the sky burns out, and through the endless dark that follows. Oh, now. Time to make good on that promise. We have until morning, after all. It's my turn to conquer you. Ah.